Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers and Bruins. Game two, round two tonight. We see on our video monitor Zach Gelb, who of course is a Rangers fan, so he's up 2-0 in his series. He's probably feeling pretty good. Zach Gelb can be heard every afternoon all across America on the Infinity Sports Radio Network. He is a huge Rangers fan, so he's sitting pretty. Are you a Knicks fan too? You're a Knicks fan as well?
I'm a fan of Leon Rose, but I did not grow up as a Knicks fan.
So are you a Knicks fan or you're not?
I'm going to the game tonight. I'll be sitting behind the Knicks bench, but I wouldn't say I'm a Knicks fan. I grew up as a Nets fan, but throughout the years, I've never like really loved an NBA team.
Gotcha. So you're not a Nets fan either?
Not anymore. I'm a free agent. I could be won over.
Feel good about your Rangers last night?
Oh, I feel sensational. I will feel better if they take one in Carolina, because the last 2 years, they've been up 2-0. Against Tampa Bay, lost. They were up 2-0 last year, up against the Devils, and lost. So they have to split games 3 or 4 in Carolina, and then I will feel absolutely sensational.
That was our guy, Vinny Trocheck, last night.
My man, Trocheck. I used to hang out with Trocheck at American Social on Las Olas.
Yeah, he used to tell me about it all the time, how your teeth would be flying out of your mouth every time you guys hung out.
You were going to get that one off. Gelb, you were going to get one off.
He wasn't even going to wait for the right opportunity.
By the way, you want me to get the second goal so I could try to complete a hat trick after this? You know, there's not a lot of shows in the country. Well, I feel really good about my looks when I go on. But after seeing that photo of Solana yesterday as a 5-year-old playing whatever music he was, I felt like I was like the best looking man in America.
He was 12.
They didn't even need to keep an eye on him at the mall because they're like, no one's taking this thing.
Was that Augustus Gloop and Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory?
He fell in the chocolate river.
Oompa loompa doopity doo. How many goals do the Panthers have for you?
The funny thing, though, he thought he was all that with those sticks. Like, he's like, you know what I mean? Like, he thought he was all that.
That little boat
there
down.
He is. There he
now
is.
I know why Solana posts so many pictures with him and his lovely soon-to-be wife. Because if I looked like that and scored his wife, I'd be posting those pictures all the time during the past 20-something years.
All right. Any other material you want to get off your chest before we get on to what we have on the docket?
No, those are like the pigs in the blanket at a bar mitzvah. I'm satisfied right now. I'm good.
I saw you declare on your show yesterday that Jamal Murray needed to be suspended for throwing that heat pack. He was fined $100,000. You good with that? I mean, that's a hefty fine.
No, I am rarely someone that advocates for a suspension in the postseason. Usually I let everything go. But when you throw a heating pad on the court while players are there, could have injured someone, and then a towel at a referee. That should not be allowed. He should have got a game suspension, but this is typical of this commissioner, Adam Silver, who I despise. He's spineless Silver to me. He has no cojones, and he wouldn't give out a one-game suspension. So $100,000 to Jamal Murray. It's a lot to me and Solana, but as Crowder knows in, like, big-time money world, that's not a lot to Jamal Murray.
But Gil, and I don't have that much money. But, Gil, they're already – the Nuggets are down 0-2. If Jamal Murray doesn't play, they're losing the series guaranteed. I know what you're saying about Adam Silver. I've heard his criticism. But if I'm looking at it, I need this series to go long. It's great for the league. It's honestly great for the sponsors. It's great for the TV
deals.
It's great
for the viewers.
It's great for the view. It's great that they can have a chance of coming back. Jamal Murray suspended game three. This series is over.
I hate to be this guy, and I know history plays a factor into this, but if Draymond Green did that, he would absolutely be suspended for a game.
Well, history does play into it, though.
Sure, I understand that, but you're now telling me if you throw a heating pad on the court and a towel at a referee that it doesn't lead to a one-game suspension, I think you set a dangerous precedent. I really do.
If it was Michael Porter Jr., who had done that, Gelb? If it was Lou Dort from the Thunder who had done that, if it was, you know,
suspension.
Like, somebody that...
Yeah, but you can't treat everyone equally. That's silly. Like, you have to treat stars like stars. I don't think that, like, I don't think that's inappropriate. We always have that. Everyone's got to be treated the same. No, you don't. I'm not watching the game for Lou Dort.
But Hawk, this isn't... As Gelb just says, like, this sets a dangerous precedent because now you're saying if you
dangerous.
Throw stuff into the field of play,
right.
Gelb.
So, but you think so? Everyone now has they have found out it's $100,000. Like, nobody learns any lessons. Like, Patrick Beverley wouldn't have been chucking balls at a fan. Like, there's always fines and suspensions. When you get heated, you get heated. Like, I mean,
so here's the bigger part. I'm glad you brought up Beverley. We know the NBA doesn't respect its fans and they constantly boot fans out of arenas. And I get it. If you cross the line, you say something stupid, you deserve to be booted out. But there's a lot of times where players make a big deal when something happens from a player, from a fan to a player, but whenever it's a player to a fan, players never bring that up. But when you have a player throwing a heating pad right underneath the feet of Karl Anthony Towns and then going after the officials too with the money sign and the towel, three strikes, you're out. That's what I was told and taught as a kid. I'm just surprised with the three infractions, it didn't lead to at least one game.
But they're not. It's like the precedent thing. Solana, the precedent thing saying, oh, yeah, now players are going to say, oh, let's grab some heating pads and sling them. It's all emotion. Beverly's emotion. Draymond's emotion. Jamal Murray was emotion. I don't think it's setting a precedent, Gil.
And you know what I think gets lost here? Everyone said, well, he was mad at the officials. That's why he did that. I think he's really more mad at himself because he knows when that team is healthy, it's very tough to beat them, and clearly he's been dealing with an injury. So let me be clear. I understand his frustration, but it does not excuse the actions. And I'm surprised I was even advocating for a suspension because I never advocate for suspensions in the postseason because, like you guys are saying, I don't want to see the games get impacted by all this nonsense.
Did you watch the Pat Riley press conference on Monday?
Oh, boy, did I.
And Jimmy Butler. What was your takeaway?
Solana, don't get used to Jimmy Butler being in Miami that much longer. He is as good as gone. See ya. I know the Jimmy Butler playbook. He will not get the extension this offseason. I know Pat Riley sits up there and says don't trade him, but when you tell him to shut up, even though Pat Riley is right, that is the start of a contentious relationship brewing down in South Beach.
Yeah, he's not getting traded this offseason, Gel, but if you feel that he is, right? Maybe it's not this offseason, maybe
deadline.
It's next offseason.
By the deadline.
No shot. But let's just say, because you feel that way, what team in the NBA realistically would want to add Jimmy Butler? Because I'm fascinated by this. We see the Sixers stuff.
You're right.
You're going to tell me the Sixers are going to go and try to get Jimmy Butler. The Knicks are a team that I've seen floated around. You think the Knicks are going to deal with Pat Riley or Pat Riley deal with the Knicks? Like, I'm fascinated by this idea. Is Jimmy Butler like a hot commodity right now around the NBA?
Probably not, but I don't think it's a bad idea for Miami because I don't think you pay a player based off the past. You pay a player based off the future, and I don't think Jimmy Butler is going to be worth it in the future. And even Pat Riley talked about how he needs to play more games. What about a team, though? I'll just throw one out there staying in the state of Florida, Orlando. Like, I think that's a team that's one player away. Banchero, Franz Wagner, Jalen Suggs has turned it around. Banchero is one of those guys. I know we talked about this last week. Face of the league with Anthony Edwards and all that. Banchero, he has another year or two that's really damn good. I could see Banchero being one of those guys that are a top 5, 10 name in the NBA.
I'm sorry. Like, he said it 7 times. Banchero, if you're going to argue he's face of the league, maybe understand how to say his name, Gelb, all right?
So I don't have the fancy pronunciation skills like you do, sorry.
Yeah, it's a silent H.
Yeah, I think it's Banchero. I think he's right.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm 95% sure. Yeah. Isn't it Banchero?
Yeah, well, you're 95% wrong because it's Banchero.
I'm just focused on who's going to win the Vezina this year, all right? There we go. Power play goal for Gelb.
I mean, are they nachos or nacos? They're nacos. Everybody knows that. Zach Gelb.
You would appreciate this. That's a good point. Your mother has probably told you this growing up. She was feeling some nachos, and a lot of people nachos, and people will say nachos. That was with in that one movie.
Feeling a little nachos. Do you believe? First of all, I was going to ask if you believe in your Knicks, but do you believe that Denver? Because we had talked about them with Jamal Murray. They're a dynasty in the making.
Yeah,
we have anointed this team. No one can get past them. And Solana said, until Jokic retires. I mean, who could beat them? They're down 2-0, and you kind of feel like they're dead in the water here. So is that thing done?
Seems like their confidence is rattled. The way that I believe this is going to go, they'll win one in Minnesota. I could then see them winning a game 5, obviously returning home in Denver. But I would be surprised at this stage, and I would have never thought I'd be saying this a few days ago, if this goes past 6 games. I think the Timberwolves are going to get it done in 6 games, and it goes back to what we talked about last week. Anthony Edwards has a Michael Jordan-like mentality. He's an absolute killer. He is unbelievable. And we've seen before, and I know the Timberwolves are in a better spot than the Houston Texans were a year ago, but you get the right guy with the right mentality, it changes that entire team, and you start to think big like you've never thought before.
But to swing that thought of yours, Hawk, with we thought the Nuggets were just invincible.
Invincible.
But now Minnesota's wearing them out with these young dudes and this defense. To see the swing of it, can Minnesota, I don't want to say dynasty yet, they haven't won anything, but are they the new class of the West?
I'm not ready to say that. Like, I do think right now they're winning the NBA championship. I don't know. Like, I'm not saying they can't sustain it, but I'm not going to expect them like I did with Denver to go pull off, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 championships in a 5-year stretch. But when I look at this Minnesota team, like the other night, what they did in game 2, you know, up 1-0, didn't really need to win that game, Gobert out, and to have that defensive effort with Karl Anthony Towns and Naz Reid, that we've never seen someone slow down Nikola Jokic. They have found a way to do that in game 2, and it's remarkable.
How about OKC, your Knicks? There's some teams that are playing well that look like they're going to go far, and I wonder how much you believe in them. The Knicks, of course, beneficiaries of shady officiating.
The officiating was terrible. It's like, it's amazing. Me being here in New York, Knicks fans are getting all like stressed out. Everyone's saying we're winning the games because of the officials. Like, now everyone knows you're a good team. It doesn't take away anything by just acknowledging that the kickball should not have been called. And also the offensive foul shouldn't have been called either. They still could have won the game. I do think they're better than the Pacers, but I think this is going to be like a 6 or 7 game series. And ultimately, I'm not blown away by Boston, but Boston will be in the NBA Finals, and their postseason really starts, I feel like. Not that the Knicks or the Pacers will be some rollovers, but when you get to the NBA Finals and go up against the Western Conference.
And since we all think, you know, Boston's going to make easy work of the Cleveland Cavaliers, interesting, right, with Donovan Mitchell going into next season, like, is he going to force his way out? I know everybody in New York, all you bing-bong folk over there, are like, oh, he's going to come here. Stephen A. Smith's trying to lead the charge. But
bing-bong folk.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting situation in Cleveland too, right, where Spida ends up.
Definitely. And, you know, he wanted to go to New York a few years ago, and the assets were just too rich for the Knicks to give up, and they elected not to do so. But if you want to team up Donovan Mitchell and Jalen Brunson – in a league that you know how much you rely on the backcourt, I don't think anyone would be objecting to that. And the Knicks, they're going to be, when they get eliminated in the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe they get to the NBA Finals, I don't think they will. That's going to be a topic of conversation. I know they don't have Randle yet. Brunson has been sensational, but it's like, who else are you going to add to make them go from a good team to a great team?
And they're talking about Brunson Edwards. I was watching ESPN today. They kept talking about those two guys, and I think it's the future of the league, Gelb. I want to throw SGA in there because he went crazy as well. I want you to rank, and it's just rank Edwards, Brunson, SGA.
And Luka. And Luka.
Hell with Luka.
Put Luka in there. I want to see what
Edwards
where he put
won. Throw Luka in there. Luka, Edwards, oh. Brunson, SGA.
I'll put in Wemby then.
Jeez. All right. You going to throw 10,000 names at me?
I had you three, Gail. They kept throwing names.
Put in Wemby and DeMar DeRozan.
You know what? I'm going to follow Channing Crowder here, all right? I'm just
going
to go with three. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, my mouth.
Can't help it. He brought it up.
Give me Anthony Edwards, SGA, and then Brunson.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hmm.
Interesting.
As a Nick guy, too.
Yeah, I
Brunson's
love
not in that class.
So. I think I agree with him, though.
Brunson's not in that class?
He's not.
Brunson gets extra credit for doing it at the Garden.
Here's why Solana's full of crap. Brunson is the perfect player for the Heat. Like, he's the guy. Heat culture, I love him. If he was on the Heat, Solana would be slobbering over him. The dude walks out of bed and gets you 40 points in the postseason.
Hey, Gelb, can SGA, Ant, and Luka be the best player on a title-winning team? Yes, right?
Yes.
Can Jalen Brunson be the best player on a championship team?
I would say you would need another strong component to him. He's similar to Jimmy Butler.
So he's not in that same
there.
Class.
Solana got
I'm
you
I'm not
there.
Hating on Brunson.
No.
You're right, by
on.
The way. I would do unspeakable things for Jalen Brunson in Miami and out of New York, more importantly.
Different conversation. Maybe I misheard that because I did give you Brunson being three. I just felt a very negative tone toward Jalen Brunson about Solana because he's still butthurt that the Miami Heat did crap this year.
And he hates the Knicks. So anybody who's on the Knicks.
Right? I do.
You know,
yeah, I do.
I'm sitting right behind the Knicks bench tonight. I'm going to see Brunson, who goes down to the same shore town as me all the time throughout the summer for the last like 7 or 8 years. I'm going to try to get a video of Brunson saying, Solana, I'm going to send you a Katz's deli sandwich, all right?
Oh, I just booked a house in Margate in July.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Brunson, big Margate guy.
Is he?
Big Margate guy.
I had no idea. This is tremendously
exciting. Been going down
excited.
To Margate for the last like 8 years. I've seen it at Maynard's and Tomatoes.
Ah, oh, love tomatoes.
Brunson hangs out with Gelb and Hawkman?
Yeah, and Geltzeiler, yeah, too. Hey, Geltzeiler.
Geltzeiler?
Yeah.
Way down the list now.
Brunson went to high school with my nephews. They went to Stevenson.
Really?
Like, he's a Chicago suburban kid. He went to Stevenson High School.
Oh, man, yeah. Brunson.
Yeah.
The braids tricked me.
Yeah.
By the way, no Panthers questions here? You know, you guys are going to tie this thing up tonight.
I was going to ask you, when we were talking a little hockey at the beginning there, if the Panthers don't win tonight, is this a must-win? Because if they don't win tonight, are they dead in the water?
I came back down 3-1 up against Boston last year. I don't think that's sustainable. And we saw Boston almost choke away a 3-1 lead. So, no, I think tonight is one of those games. It's not a must-win, but it's you got to have it, I would say. But Swayman, you guys tested him in game one. You know, you could lose 5-1 and actually get blown out. He had 39 saves in game one. So I would expect, I'd be surprised if the Panthers don't end up getting a victory tonight. And Hockman's actually pretending to care about hockey and throwing rats on the ice. Will you stay for the game?
I am staying for the game.
We're all staying for the game.
We are.
Yeah, because I want to see some nasty. Gelb, you talking about Hawk not knowing hockey. I scream during hockey games, mush them in the face. I like the nastiness of hockey, and I think tonight, I think the Panthers got to get nasty and just get mentally and physically more aggressive than the damn Bruins.
But are you staying in the same – I'm sure you guys are in a suite or some nice seats. Are you guys all sitting together, or is Channing going to where Kodak was a few years ago in the Panther suite?
That's where you're going to scream mush him in the face.
My wife's coming now. We might make a video again.
Another rapper's going to be hitting on Channing's wife.
Last time we were in this arena, the Drake thing happened. Maybe we can do a Kodak thing this time.
Yeah. Zach Gelb here. I'm on the Infinity Sports Radio Network and Wednesdays on this show. Thank you, Zach.
You got it, guys. Be well. Go Panthers.
It would be great if the Panthers and the Rangers meet up in the Eastern Conference Finals. That would be great radio, great hockey, great sports content.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.